This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got major breaking news of the motorcycle situation with Joe Biggs coming in the next segment and some other key news I haven't hit yet. Rob Dew had a story about what the government's involved in. Finally, the federal government's actually running a business that, you know, creates some GDP. I'm joking, but tell folks about that headline.
Yeah, this is out of the New York Post. DEA staffers secretly owned a strip club with illegal immigrant dancers, and they had dancers from Brazil and Russia. But they were also cited by the feds in the past for taking money for sex in the private lap dance.
Well, that's how they ended up taking them over. This is a real scam cops run in general in bad departments, is they come in and basically muscle in and say, make us part owner in the bar, we'll leave you alone, and then they'll run drugs and stuff out of the bars.
Right. Why don't they just say, hey, they're running a sex operation. They're running a white slavery operation. That's what they're doing. I mean, they're sex traffickers. DEA.
I was being sarcastic when I said they're doing a good job.
I know. Yeah, I know that. But, like, you know, this is what they got busted for in Mexico, partying with the drug dealers. And they're supposed to be protecting us from.
Of course. I mean, it's a mafia situation.
Exactly. I mean, why is this department still in existence? The head just resigned in disgrace because they got caught doing a whole host of other things, including running drugs. I mean, these people are disgusting. And yet, that's where our tax money goes to. That they are collecting record amounts now in taxes to pay for stuff like this.
Leanne McAdoo, you've got some reports there.
Well, I just wanted to point out how, you know, ISIS is saying that conspiracy theorists are ruining their jihadi membership by saying, you know, we merely are pointing out who's actually running them. McCain is in a photograph with the so-called rebels who ended up being
a bunch of, yeah, the leaders of ISIS.
I mean, so how is that a conspiracy theory?
And he says they're good people.
Yeah,
he's asked about it, those are good people. I know them personally.
Yeah.
I mean, these are their jihadis. They've been funding them.
Well, McCain and Kerry both wanted to leave the POWs behind. They never actually went in, and they never backed that movement to go in and find all.
But are you saying McCain and Kerry are bad?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
They're super bad.
And now we got Kerry running around.
You know what the bad news is? They're ramming through the TPP right now.
And the Patriot Act.
That's really our big story tonight, is not so much the demon dwarfs or the demon smurfs or whatever you want to call those.
Rat thinks.
I mean, they are like rat people.
Yeah. What did you call them earlier? I liked that. What was that movie with the pinhead guy?
Hellraiser, yes. Minions.
Hellraiser.
Well, they look like worms or something that would like be crawling around at the feet of the Hellraiser people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that was in Spawn. The clown would walk out and the little black things would run and just kind of slug around.
Well,
disgusting.
Here's the thing. So, like, the media and all, you know.
They'll probably say that was racist. Yeah, I'll use the word black.
Apologize, white patriarch.
I got white middle class privilege.
Buckle under your guilt, white man.
I swear. You know, I got my bike stolen by some kid recently, and I was recruiting some of the neighborhood kids to help me find it, and one of them came over, and he goes, oh, I know why they stole your bike, because you're rich. I'm like, no, this is what you get when you work. This is what you get when you actually work for a living and keep a job.
Oh, yeah, you deserve to have it stolen because you have a bike.
Yeah, because I'm rich. I'm farthest thing from rich.
Well, I wish you were.
Have they seen your van? Have they seen the car?
Well, see, we're even getting into it. I have a crappy 15-year-old van or 20-year-old or whatever it is.
Bought it in 2000, yeah.
15. It's an amazing van.
Well, it does look like it's been in a war or something. It looks like a total creeper per van.
It does, but you know what? Nobody breaks into my van.
Yeah.
You know, and I could keep stuff in there and nobody messes with it.
I've got candy.
Somebody did put free candy on there one time.
I'm telling you, like if the central casting was getting a pedo van, they get
the... You know,
I'm not saying you're bad.
You should be allowed
to have a white Astro van.
I never get pulled over. I never get messed with. And that's, you know, that's if you look like you have money, people will mess with you because they think, oh, why does he have that? And it's like this jealousy thing.
The other day I had a neighbor trying to sell me a Mercedes. And it's not even an expensive one. They've got them for like $40,000 now. And I had people honking at me and hating me and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, I don't want this. This is like, people hate my guts now.
Comes with a lot of baggage. Maybe that's why he's getting rid of it. There's too many lefties.
Beep, 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 you know. No.
Why is it not electric? I got henpecked today about henpecked today. I'll tell you that later.
No. Hold on. I got to hear this. We got Joe Biggs coming in.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, going to the bottom of the hour, now with former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs in studio, back from Cleveland, waiting for that verdict. We've got Rob New still riding shotgun with us as well. The headline, conspiracy theories are causing militants to abandon ISIS. That's the official ISIS Al-Qaeda magazine. They've put you in some of their videos, InfoWars and others. We've told folks even before that happened that they've been sending threats over here. The law enforcement is aware of that before we were aware of it. These are real threats. Again, Al-Qaeda is now being disbanded. It was funded by Western intelligence groups, not the entire intelligence groups, criminal globalist networks to destabilize. It's like they fund both sides. ISIS now is a giant 300,000-person armed group recruiting out of the entire world, but mainly Saudi Arabia. They've been trying to take over Syria. The military found out about it, wouldn't be part of backing them. So now they've just changed the name to ISIS, let them resupply in Iraq, getting U.S. weapons depots. They allowed them to happen. That wasn't enough, so they've been air supplying them because the troops will not land and give them the weapons. So they tell the troops, drop on this grid, and it's really to ISIS. So then our own military tells the Iraqi president what's happening. He goes public. We're the only media that told you the Bin Laden thing was fake. Now it's coming out. I'm not bragging. It's scary, actually. We explained how this is all fake with ISIS, with people like Steve Pachinik and Colonel Schaefer, and, I mean, real sources. Real sources. So now they are hopping mad at us right now. Conspiracy theorists are causing militants to abandon ISIS. And they've specifically attacked InfoWars. Now you've got a group of veterans building army, raising funds to put down the rabid dogs of ISIS. And Joe is saying he wants to go join them as a video embed and also kill some of them. I'd be fine with that. Al-Qaeda people are scum. They're a real terror group. The problem is you got to expose its globalist run. That's what will make their people quit and leave, because the bots at the grassroots don't know up the chain. They're basically run by a Hydra or a Spectre type group. And it isn't that the criminals in government imitate Spectre or Hydra. Fleming wrote the James Bond stuff. He was MI6 high-level spy chief. That's how it works. There is a global Hydra. In fact, that's even the intelligence people I've had on and people that have written books about it. People like Colonel Craig Roberts, he wrote a whole book on the Octopus Project and called it a Hydra. That's what it is. So you go see a Captain America, they call it Hydra. You go see a James Bond movie, they call it Spectre. That's what Bilderberg Group is. That's why they said it didn't exist at first, and then we went and forced them to admit it exists. Now they say it's no big deal and have a security company, dude's going to be there covering it, with Paul Watson and others, called Cobra. You cannot make this up.
Cobra's headquarters actually is in a castle. I mean, it gets so weird. I'm getting some pictures of it. I'm going to be doing a report on that.
Cobra!
In 1973, they moved their headquarters to such and such castle. I'm like, what?
Hail Cobra!
You cannot make this stuff up, that a security force called Cobra based in a castle is going to be protecting like the biggest conglomerate.
Because where do you think these authors get all this? They're imitating real life. It's not the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I've been ranting. Biggs, give us your take on, first off, these troops say they want to go in. Will they be allowed to go in? Embed with Iraqi forces, and then what do you make of Al-Qaeda, a.k.a. ISIS, Islamic State, upset that we're waking up the idiots they're trying to recruit?
Well, I think they'll go in kind of like these contractor groups, like the Blackwaters, the XEs, all these different groups out there, and operate that way. They'll go in, they can get a group of people, and just go over and fight. I mean, it's the same thing. That's what a contracting group is. I don't see how it would be any different, so I'm sure they'll get a lot of people who are trained, who are willing to go over there and do it. And I just think it would be interesting to film that and try to get it out live to actually expose a lot of the stuff that goes on. Because a lot of the stuff that happens in combat, when it's filmed in these wars, by the time it gets back to the States, it's been cut and edited by the Army, whoever, and you kind of only see bits and pieces of what.
So you're going to reach out to this group and say, if they deploy, you want to go?
Yeah.
What will really be interesting is when they're finding dead fighters, ISIS fighters, looking at their guns, looking at the stuff they're using, and seeing where everyone says made in the USA.
Well, you said you want to go further, though, Joe. You said you want to.
Oh, yeah, I'll take them out. I mean, they're sending me tweets saying that I'm the face of evil, so I kind of feel like it's my duty now to, let them see that face.
Here's the problem, Joe. Now that you're political, they may try to Pat Tillman you if we send you over there, and it'd be friendly fire or something.
Yeah. It's always a possibility. I can get hit by a bus.
Well, you better watch out. I mean, you're a good guy. I'll send your ass over there again, but I don't really want to do that.
I mean, I got just as good a chance at walking outside right now and get hit by a car or struck by lightning. I might as well go out there and fight these guys.
And you're not going to make him take shots before he goes out there either.
No. No.
No extra vaccines.
No vaccines. I don't know, Joe. I'm just sending you off to your potential death. I think it'll be a lot more dangerous going to fight ISIS than it will be driving your car, but I get it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you make of them openly upset that, quote, conspiracy theorists, and they name us and some of their videos, are hurting their recruitment?
It was funny, though, too, though. I was watching a Fox report where they said they released some of the books that Bin Laden had at the compound, and it was Bloodlines of the Illuminati and a bunch of books like that.
Well, we published that, yeah.
Those are the books that he had with him there. And then you have this going on. I mean, it's just funny. I mean,
by the way, let's get Fritz Springmeier on. I forgot to tell Nico to do that.
He's booked for next Thursday.
He's already booked for next Thursday.
There you go.
Great minds think alike.
All right, thank you, on Osama's reading list. I almost said Obama, but that's so
it's weird. It's on his body doubles reading list. But yeah. Nevertheless, it's interesting. Let's shift gears into this Reuters article. You told me this. I believed it, but I double-checked. The state police are saying don't ride your motorcycles basically anywhere in the state. They've closed down Harley-Davidson dealerships. Saying they don't know if you're going to attack police. So now the motorcycle clubs, 99% of them are good people, mainly veterans, patriots. They just like to go out and have fun. A lot of them are Christian. That's the most common motorcycle gang I see are ministries. Now they're seeing if they see any type of team jacket or group jacket or MC jacket that they might be terrorist. As if the Bandidos, who I've criticized before because they've acted like thugs in my presence, as if they would want to go out and start killing cops.
Well, motorcycle clubs have pride in their uniform. They don't take off their cut, and that's what you call it, a cut. They don't take that off. So a civilian riding around, that's obviously civilian. These guys, they get hounded. They get penalized. They can lose rank, so to say, if they're seen out in public not wearing their cut. And that's how that works. It's a pride thing. That's their uniform. They fight to get that to that patch. They have to prospect. They have to do all these different things to become that. And once they get that, that becomes their life. It's the brotherhood. It's the family of them existing together and having each other's backs. You know, it's your brother before yourself. And that's the way they look. That's their whole lifestyle. And it's really strange because a lot of these guys, most of them that were shot, they had headshots and chest shots. Now, if there's two rival gangs having a shootout at a Twins Peak, don't you think there's going to be a lot of stray shots in the shoulder, the chest, the stomach, the legs, the head, some grazes, not center mass in the head and in the chest? That seems like something that's been set up.
That means people were kind of just standing there when it happened.
And well, they said SWAT was there.
Yeah, SWAT was there. They already contacted the Twin Peaks management prior to that happening, saying, hey, you guys.
Sure, and if guys are running around in a firefight, as you were describing in there, doing the moves, even with good snipers, they would be grazing, missing, and things. Instead, it's all dead on.
Yeah, these guys would have to be from really good positions from far back, where they don't have to worry about catching any kind of rounds from anything. And the only round that I've heard of being fired by an MC member came out of the Twin Peaks restaurant, popped one shot and ran back in and hid. And that's the only thing I can find so far.
And the security footage shows them running for cover.
Yes, running for cover.
It doesn't show them fighting. You know, they're not like, hey, we're going to come out here and fight everybody.
I've got a buddy whose friend is the head of the Bandidos North Houston chapter, and they said no shots were fired by them. None. It was the cops. Completely.
Well, I know this. I've got an article up on Infowars.com. Law enforcement officials say Bandidos MC plan to kill cops with C4 Molotov cocktails. Group disputes claims says Obama would call out military if they tried to kill cops.
Just think about this, though. There's probably some, you know, undercover Fed guys in these MCs. They're trying to take them down, and they're like, hey, man, whatever we're trying to do isn't working. Let's stage something. You know, that's another way that things like that could go down, because it's time and time again, those kind of people infiltrate everything, especially a motorcycle club.
Yeah, I was reading they infiltrate mainline motorcycle clubs.
I mean, it's possible, but I mean, you know, the Bandidos are one percenters. I mean, that's a lot of drug running, meth, things like that.
I wonder what they're going to do. There's a Sturgis rally in the summertime, and I think we have
the Rot Rally.
Rally
happening. Rot Rally is
coming
ready to happen.
Yeah, so I wonder what's going to happen here in Texas with the Rot Rally will they even try to stop it?
But am I a criminal now because I ride a motorcycle? I mean, that's what I want to find out, is if I roll up into Waco on my bike, am I going to be shot at by these snipers that they say they have set up out there?
Yeah, that's the big news. That's why you're here. I forgot to mention that. In this Reuters article, they say snipers are set up on I-35.
Yeah.
So now if you're riding a motorcycle and wearing a leather jacket, are you being targeted?
Well, I've got a leather vest, so I'm going to wear all that stuff. I think I'm going to wear my bulletproof vest though this time. But, you know, it's interesting that they're going to go to that kind of length to say, all right, you're not going to go after the motorcycle club. You're completely, like, banning the motorcycle. That's like
that'd be like if somebody ran over somebody with a blue Ford truck, you're gonna ban all trucks.
But they almost did that in L.A. They started shooting at everybody that had a pickup, wasn't even the right color.
Whatever Dorner was running around.
Yeah, I mean, they just overreact to everything. And when the cops were there, if the cops didn't want any trouble, why didn't they stop the people from getting together if they were so worried about something happening? Just block out the parking lot, don't let them in.
It's just like when I was in the military. If we had prior acknowledgement of something, we would go and be proactive and try to stop it before it got out of control. That's the whole thing with a peace force. You're supposed to be a peace force. You should be there, de-escalate the situation before it escalates.
You're saying the military was more of a peace force than what you're seeing from the police.
What I've seen since I've been back, yes. In a lot of instances. Way more than you would think.
Well, that's the problem with militarization of police is it then escalates, and there's a reason smart governments have non-military police. It's because they understand it ends up causing civil wars. when you have the police turn into a military. It's what started us in 1776. Final segment with some other breaking news straight ahead on TPP. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Just joking with people. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Like I said, it's hard to turn this off. Crank it up.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief.
Too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
They put that out on purpose. They said the world's too confusing. All the globalists control the big foundations and the systems and the central banks, and they're in control.
Drink my wine.
Oh, they create chaos, but only to then pose as the saviors. But we see through their eyes. We know their battle plan, and we are decompartmentalizing it. Obama's trade bill narrowly clears key Senate hurdle. And even CNBC saying don't do it. And their top story right now, Republicans helped pass it with Obama to give him fast track. Now it's got to go through a few other hurdles, but then it's done. This is really bad news, and it just shows how out of control these people are. Quick comments from Joe Biggs and Rob Dew on this. I want to shift gears into the situation yesterday at the abortuary. Secret bill, you can't read it, and the Republican leadership working with Obama to Trump liberals and Tea Party people. See, real liberals are smart on some issues, like GMO and this, and notice the Tea Parties with them as well.
Exactly. That we have to find those issues that we both agree on and attack at that moment.
Yeah.
Go, look, this is where we agree upon. Let's go fight the empire, you know, and on real issues.
That's right.
I mean, what we're going to start doing, sir, you want to buy a car? Well, first you have to pay for it, and then we're going to tell you what you get afterwards. Or you want to go to this concert? We want you to pay for it first, and then you get there, and it's like 10 hours of Miley Cyrus. I mean, that's ridiculous that I have to wait on it to pass before I can find out what it is.
Yeah, come see our movie. We're not going to tell you what it is.
It's John Ashcroft singing.
Let the eagle soar like it's never soared before.
But I mean, but they think we're crazy to question that. Meanwhile, if you ask them to go do something like that, like, all right, go pay for this car. It's going to be $45,000.
But it's the same thing with the FCC.
Like a Kia.
Exactly. Let's play Devil Cupcake out there at the abortuary yesterday saying she killed her kids. Here it is.
I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
And we've got him saying, we don't shave our arms. We love the devil. You know.
I'm just glad I wasn't out there. I would have probably been a little too angry and not been able to control.
What would you have done if that? Did you see the vampire guys come? You told me you were at the airport. Describe that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sitting in Chicago midway at the airport at some little, like, Irish bar or whatever. So I'm holding up my my big phone, and everyone, like, I've got him over my shoulder. We're all sitting here watching, like, what is going on? This guy runs up. He's, like, trying to swing at you and then grab the microphone. And I'm sitting there just yelling in the bar. I was like, someone chase that guy down. Choke up. And everyone in the bar is just like, ah.
When I got back watching the rebroadcast, the crew back there did a great job. Mixing in all the elements, putting stuff on the screens. I mean, just really using the studio to its full effect and just being able to, you know, eviscerate their blank arguments that they had while we were there.
Hey, you're the guy that runs the local Red Brigade.
No, we're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a Facebook with you all with commie flags. What? You're crazy racist.
Hey, you talked to aliens.
Talked to aliens and then cuts them and were like, we love Mao, kill everyone.
Weren't they asking for donations on their website, too, so they're using capitalistic ways to push communism?
Dude, they had a guy in a brand new $80,000 Jaguar pull up and drop him off.
That's probably that Time Warner.
She was driving a brand new, like, $40,000 Honda.
Trust fund babies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're getting back at daddy big time. But don't worry, daddy's proud. Soros, we're tracking it back to this professor. We're narrowing down the Soros link.
I can't wait. Yeah, my henpeck story that happened this morning. I was pulling up into the doctor's office go with my wife. We're having another baby. And they had this compact car.
Four kids. That carbon footprint's a little big there, dude.
Right. That's right. Well, so there's a ton of handicapped spots that are open. So I can't park there. So I go to where it's a compact car. It's the only spots that are open. And the spot that I pulled in was even bigger than the compact car spots, but it was in that area. And I get out, and the guy in the cart, in the golf cart, goes, do you read the sign? I was like, yeah, it says no skateboards. He goes, do you read the sign? I said, it says no bikes parked over here. He goes, no, the other sign. I said, oh, yeah, compact cars. He goes, well, why don't you just wait for somebody to pull out? I said, look, dude, I'm in a spot. I'm pulled up farther than the compact cars. Look, you can see it. Get a tape measure. He goes, oh, what are you getting all bent out of shape for? I'm like, you're henpecking me, bro. If you're going to start it, I'm going to finish it. And he goes, I just wanted to show your son how stupid you are. So I was there with my son. I'm like, really?
Wow.
And I looked at my son. I said, do you think I'm stupid? He goes, nope.
Well done, Lord Vader.
Don't henpeck me, bro.
Don't henpeck me. And this is an old man henpecking, which is the worst type of henpecking because they think
that's what they do.
Old.
They all want power, but they want to do it in a cowardly way with the system. We're done. 1776 worldwide, filth.
I'll park in your compact spot anytime I feel like it. God, it's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I think it's Miller's.
Oh, yeah.
We still got another show to do.
We're going to do one more joking. All right. Remember that thing of the 70s and 80s? It's Militime.
Didn't Bill Murray say that after on Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
It's Militime.
Exactly.
Jameson time.
Oh, my gosh. It's Senorita time in your universe. Hey, Nightly News Tonight 7. God bless you all. We love life. We're
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we've simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The Supreme Court ruled that the shareholders shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death penalties and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat.
Why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
We got to stop them.
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food.
And that piece was made 2 years ago. Which one of our great info warriors put that piece together? I forget. Was it Jakari Jackson? Was it Darren McBreen?
I think it was Darren.
Darren McBreen, yeah. Amazing work. Amazing broadcaster. That was made 2 years ago. Almost 2 years ago. And you notice David Knight was talking about they'll turn on their police. They'll turn on their military. They'll turn on the Quislings that help the system do this. That's what always happens. And notice now George Soros is funding that. We're not endorsing the excesses of the police and how they've been mutated in many areas and how they're being federalized. We told you the plan was attack the police, blame them for the imploding economy, blame them for the globalism, blame them for every problem, and not the globalists who are training them and executing this takeover and who are sucking the country and the planet dry of resources and money and freedom, who are dominating the globe. And when they start going into that phase of revolution, like they did in Ukraine to overthrow Ukraine a year and a half ago now, when they start funding an Arab Spring, not to bring freedom to the Middle East, but to enslave, you know that you're in trouble. And now there are major moves to basically start World War III in Ukraine. And George Soros has come out and said he's worried about World War III. That's like an arsonist calling the fire department after he sets fire to a building. Headline, conspiracy theorists are causing militants to abandon ISIS. Steve Watson writes about the announcements made by NATO and others. The ISIS Ramadi victory and the breakup of Iraq. We're going to break that down. Shock video, militant communist attack pro-life protesters. We're going to hit that in a moment. But do you know that it came out in the London Independent that Assad, the leader of Syria, directed his ministry to republish Infowars.com articles? And you know why? Because they're true. We exposed the nerve gas was launched by Saudi Arabian operatives that came out a year later at the UN. We exposed the fact that it was a proxy war against Russia with our guests like Colonel Schaefer and others the day it all started 5 years ago. We predicted they would then break up the country and create a new Islamic state connected to Saudi Arabia and a caliphate because that's their stated plan and the West is directing it. And we said that they're recruiting useful idiots out of the radicalized Muslim communities that are being allowed to operate and recruit, and that most of their ground fighters are useful idiot morons to their controllers who were commanded by MI6, by CIA, by Turkish intelligence, by some units of Israeli intelligence, and some factions of Pakistani intelligence to destabilize the region, and quarterbacked by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and others. And it's that decompartmentalization is the real power of this broadcast. Because if you read the article, they're now admitting that the conspiracy theorists out there saying that ISIS is globalist run to break up the Middle East and cause a Muslim civil war to destabilize the area and bring it back to the Stone Age, and that it's anti-Muslim to do that, it's anti the people that live in that area, and that it's a culture war bomb, and now ISIS's biggest problem is getting their funding cut off because we're trying to keep Congress from funding this Free Syrian Army that is ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and we are exposing to their grunts that they're really working for the New World Order. That's why ISIS for 2 years, back when they were even called Al-Qaeda, were threatening us and saying they were going to attack us. Now the official ISIS puts us in their videos and says we're coming for you and all the rest of it because they're angry. I'm here to take on the communists, to take on ISIS, to take on the New World Order. I'm here. And listen, I'm here to show you what the people can do. We're fighting a bunch of vipers and trash, and they can't trump the ace of spades, and that's the truth. We've got the truth. That's why at the highest levels of NATO, the highest levels of the Japanese government, the highest level of major governments around the world, the Russian government, you name it, you know what they listen to? They listen to this radio show because other people don't have the will to just tell it like it is. Folks in government listen to this show because they're somewhat decompartmentalized. And they go, yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about. His guests know what they talk about. No one else will talk about the real paradigm, but more and more people are. And once the new paradigm of reality is there and people see from a globalist perspective how they're manipulating things, see, we're in the seat of the globalist, but we don't want to carry out their operations. We've gotten in their position from their point of view to understand their operations. We get other people to get in the enemy's position. That's how a good general wins a war. He gets in the mind of the other generals he's fighting. He learns everything he can about how they operate. How do you catch a serial killer if you're a good detective? You get in their mind. You study them. You immerse yourself in the clues and what that's connected to. And that's what we've done with the globalist. And thank God we've now escaped gravity. And by that, they could kill me, shut me down now. We've gotten out of gravity. The rocket was successful. I can now declare real success. I've known this for about a year, but now I can really say it. And the enemy now recognizes this. So when foreign media is here or national media, they pretty much quake and say, you know, you don't deserve this much power. You're dangerous. Everyone's listening to you. No one's listening to us. They're only listening to me because I'm a messenger telling the truth. I am nobody. Do you understand that? But I can declare to the whole world right now that we have gotten out of the enemy's grasp. Because now the paradigm is understood by hundreds of other talk show hosts and millions of people and writers and bloggers and seeing things from the globalist perspective, from their command center, as we have basically been able to reverse engineer. Once that genie's out of the bottle, once that secret is released, the enemy cannot shut us down. Nothing they can do can stop us at the point we've now reached. And it's important for the enemy of humanity, the enemy of progress, it is important for the accuser. It is important for the globalist to understand that you will not succeed. And I know in your literature you say you'll just blow the planet up rather than not take over and succeed. We'll see if you're able to do that, because your own people right below you in many cases now realize what's happening. They understand where this is going, and they're only looking for more support to bring you down. And you know that. You're scared. You should be. You're trying to accelerate your program. All that's going to do is wake people up faster. What's going to happen as everything we've talked about comes true? Already so much of it has that people now understand we know what we're talking about. What are you going to do, New World Order? I'm like a cop with a bullhorn to a bunch of bank robbers that have got hostages inside a building. And I'm out here on the bullhorn going, we know who you are. You may hurt those people inside, but you're not going to get out of here in the end. We know exactly how you operate. And then I just sit here and talk to them about what they like, what they do, that I understand their mindset, that I know what the... We can beat these people if we get aggressive, and if we get the truth out, and if we warn people, and if we're leaders. We can turn the tide. But for this show and InfoWars, I can declare in 2015, on the 22nd day of May, that this operation has hit the enemy directly between the eyes. We've hit Goliath directly between the eyes, but he's only stunned. He's only been knocked to the ground. Politically, we've got about 1 minute to get over there with that sword while his supporters are stunned and heft that sword up, not violently, but in the info war, and sever the globalist head. But even if we don't do that, everyone has seen what the underdog can do. The paradigm is shifting. You can feel it. And I talk about the anxiety I have and the concerns I have, and that's because I can feel the enemy moving in a counteroffensive, lashing out, expanding, driving all of their programs in a hysterical frenzy against humanity. Now, that said, yesterday we are out protesting, doing a live feed with Jakari Jackson, leading the event, if you just joined us. And I'm seeing a live feed, and as we go to break, I say, that looks like anarchists, communists that'll say they're anarchists. And then as soon as I get out there, because they were going after our folks, grabbing the signs, covering things up, shoving people, shoving David Knight's wife. I went down there. David Knight took over. And I pull up, and immediately they start cussing at us, pushing us, shoving us. They lock arms, try to run a bunch of people down. They grab the microphone once. I grab it back. They grab it again later. One of them punched me in the chest. Another one clawed me on the arm. And they were just stumbling around like reanimated corpses. It was so sad to see these former humans just devoid of souls. Just the only time they feel alive studying their mindset is when they're doing something really nasty or evil or declaring something that's abomination. And whether you believe in God or not, the archetype's real in a Jungian way because they are manifesting like a monster flame. Just evil, evil, evil. I kill my ladies. The group they're part of, you go to their Facebook. We're going to put some on screen. Shows. It's a Red Guards Austin. It's a Maoist group. F the police. I saw some signs on there, kill the police. Some other signs that said, hands up with your rifle, take on the police. All this kind of stuff. And how horrible the Austin Police Department is. And just burning American flags, hammers and sickles, Mao and Lenin tattoos, all their little UT communist meetings, donate to end capitalism. Unless they took it down. I know we have screenshots of the one that there's one that says kill the police. And there's one that says shoot the police. So can we please, earlier I wanted those. That's what I want. Number one maximum. I need that from the beginning of the show. Or have the crew in there, go get them for me and bring them in. Okay? Now, I want to go ahead and go to this first clip. I want to play the shorter clip, not the big montage, of two leaders of it. I think they're boyfriend and girlfriend, one white guy and one mixed girl, who is sitting there talking about how he gets money in the community to pay for abortions. He's killed 50. And then his girlfriend, who we believe is his girlfriend, says that she's killed her baby. She kills her baby. She doesn't have babies. And it's David Knight's wife, who's a very loving, sweet lady, who tried to adopt black babies. They wouldn't let her when she couldn't have children. So they got a sweet young girl who's 13 years old now from China, who was basically starving in an orphanage. And she says, yeah, that's you white people trying to save the world. No, they're just loving Christians that wanted to have children. And then as soon as they adopted, God blessed them, and they had their son. And then they adopted another child. So just really sweet, nice, smart people. And like demons, she's hissing at them. So I want to play that clip. Here it is.
Your baby got paid for that. something?
I pay all my money for that. I get three abortions on demand without apology.
You are wicked as hell.
Yep. And I'm going to hell. Yeah, I still pay to kill babies, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get your abortions paid for?
I pay for them. Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you must make
I raise money from the community for it.
Oh, you don't use your money? You multiply your efforts, huh?
Why are you so worried about a psycho? And ultimately, your sympathies do not lie with black people. They lie with your racist, white, middle-class agenda, and that's where it will always lie, and you will be destroyed holding that line.
Okay, I adopted two children.
Oh, good for you, white savior. Aren't you so proud? You're
thin-ass white.
He's not white. You're a white savior. You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
How many did I adopt?
I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Then we show shots of the website. And they did find the kill the police stuff on the Facebook. We're going to put that up here in just a moment.
Sir, I saw one of the minions was attacking you. What was it? Did you see the look in their eyes?
Crazed look just out in space. I mean, the guy had to...
I mean, it's beyond the stuff I've seen from the Manson family.
It's incredible.
I mean, the way they look.
Just, they're nothing. They are nothing.
I can see your soul. I love you.
Love you, too. God bless you.
We're going to beat these
God
people.
Bless you.
I hate the new world order.
Jesus' name.
Yeah. Damn right. You
Whoa!
Get it. People ask me why I'm a Christian, why I talk about God. I don't mean these fake churches. I face the new world order over and over again. They're all devil worshipers.
Yeah!
We know who they are, and we're sick out of them.
You've been ousted.
We see you. Hurting children, you filth.
We see you.
We see you, and humanity's rising.
Thank
you
God.
Handpick us and tell us to submit. We'll never submit to you, and humanity's rising.
That's right. And God sees everything.
Damn right.
God sees everything.
Yeah. Now, if you're a radio listener, we're playing audio here, but you can see the video at Infowars.com/show. I'm going to skip this network break, but the last one, I've skipped a whole bunch this week. It's out of control. I apologize. Now, you have to understand that they're not joking around when they're saying this. They're very, very serious, and it's religious. And there is a sick demonic power in killing your child, especially if you don't repent. We did find the photos on the Red Guards Austin site where it says, get your guns, rise up, arms up, shoot back, solidarity with Ferguson. And then I saw another one on there where it says, kill the police. So they may have taken it down. But the point is that that is on the website. That is the type of stuff that is being pushed. Wage people's war against the pigs, the police are the enemy. And then we're finally finding some of these. And then they've got dead pig heads hanging up at their demonstrations. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And they even like North Korea. I mean, talk about tyranny. Some weird little 30-year-old fat guy walking around killing people with anti-aircraft guns. I mean, look at that one with all the children worshiping Mao, the painting right there on the right-hand side middle. Yeah, click on that one. That's it. I mean, this is bizarro land. Mao was kicked out by the communists in China. He killed, the Chinese government says, 84 million. CIA says 65 million. By the way, who likes Mao? David Rockefeller wrote an op-ed praising him when he died in the New York Times. Just type in New York Times, David Rockefeller, Mao Zedong. You'll get the full scanned New York Times. I mean, they're just into anything nasty and bad. In fact, can we pull up the former Green Beret, Larry Graswald, who just died last year, who infiltrated and helped convict the Weatherman, and he was in these meetings with them where they were talking about how they're going to put 50 million of us in slave camps and kill half of us that are in the slave camp. That was in the 70s. These are Obama's advisors. Obama came out of this. This isn't some miscreant subset. This is what you run into. When you go to a campus, these are the enforcers that go hang out with the professors and sit around and discuss this stuff all day. They're lovers of death. Truly, truly, truly sick. And I told you, they're lovers of death. That's why they're out there at an abortion clinic. It's not about women's rights, not about choice. It's not about any of that. It is about killing your own children. I want to go ahead and air at least part of this montage video. I'll narrate some of the parts that don't translate well for radio. From what happened, a bizarre, shocking video as communist. as Hellraiser rats. He's like the bugs that would run out from under a demon, you know, out of the pit of hell, out of like a dead horse on the side of the road, maggots. And I mean, these are names that describe them because you've got to be around them to feel the aura of weakness and failure and just how they're so weak and so soulless that they've just given themselves to the worst thing they can, hoping for power. And then they can't hide the fact that they're so nasty. But let's go ahead. And again, the one minion they sent against us was like out of a movie, a zombie with translucent white skin and dead eyes going, just bumping into people. And he wasn't acting. He was just mind blown. This is what the devil can send against us when we're out there trying to save children? And I love how, in fact, I'll play the montage coming up the next hour. Back it up to the clip we just played where David Knight's wife is like lovingly going, no, I, she reminds me of my grandfather's mother. Not that she's old, but just that she was so sweet and so ladylike, but not fake sweet, like just genuinely super sweet. So sweet you could just like, you know, just hug them and sink into them. And when she'd make any cookies or lunch or something, and she's like, oh, you know, no, I'm not racist. I tried to adopt minority children, and I did. They're like, shut up, you racist. Stop trying to help people. We just want to kill them. I killed my baby. I mean, their mother's in hell. Your mother does such and such in hell. Let me spew some. I'll get you and your little dog, too. Jumps on a broom. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. These are not liberals. I keep telling you, they're death worshipers. The secret police would come in to Lenin, who they worship, and would say, sir, we've killed half of the people in this town, and we're raping the women, we're taking them to camps, we're slaughtering, and everyone's submitting, no one even rebelled. And he would say, I want more blood, I want more terror, more. This is in mainline Russian books put out by them. And he would start flopping around the ground going, blood, blood. And he would go to an island. That's why in what's the movie with the dude and Clint Eastwood where they're bank robbers and at the end he dies because he has had his head knocked in? It's a really good movie. There, a crazy guy pulls over his car and opens the trunk and starts white rabbits start pouring out. And he's shooting him with a shotgun real crazy. That's actually from V.I. Lenin. He would go to this little island overpopulated with rabbits and would just shoot them and cut them and eat them and just flop around for hours. I mean, that's what you're dealing with. So let's go ahead and go back to her when she thinks with her power, I'm going to lecture you. I'm going to call you a racist. I've never probably even had a job. I'm, you know, lavish with UT and all the rest of it. And I sit around dreaming of red terror, but I'm going to point my finger at you, a woman who saved a starving child from an orphanage. I'm going to point my finger at you, and I'm going to tell you I got the moral high ground. And most people just bow. Oh, my gosh, you're a nobody filled with evil. Let me bow to you. No, stop bowing to them. Stop being intimidated by them. Let's play the demon again.
Worried about a psycho. And ultimately, your sympathies do not lie with black people. They lie with your racist, white, middle-class agenda, and that's where it will always lie, and you will be destroyed holding that line.
Okay, I adopted two children.
Oh, good for you, white savior. Aren't you so proud? You're
they're not white.
He's not white. Exactly, you're a white savior. You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
How many did you adopt?
I kill my kids. How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
All right, that's enough. And these people are all over the country. In fact, I'm going to start sending my reporters out to these anarchist things, and we're going to track back how these different groups are funded by the Obama administration, Justice Department, groups like that, Soros. We're going to go to break, come back, get into other world news, and then we'll revisit this at the bottom of the hour and get some of the witnesses in here to this. But I haven't gotten it. Really dramatic footage or information yet. But you need to understand what we're facing, what we're dealing with here. Abject, pit of hell, control freak nobodies who think that they're going to be like communists who take over and rule. I mean, it is just unbelievable. Briefly, if you want to fund our operation, it's funded by the people. High-quality products. The special ends this Sunday. We've got 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality and a lot of other specials at InfoWarsLife.com for the high-quality nutrition.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why am I lying?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Good day with Doug Steffen is here.